President Assad sent tanks into Hama and killed perhaps upwards of 100 people, reports are saying, and even by Syrian standards, that's quite brutal, isn't it?
By Syrian standards of today, the events in Hama are quite brutal, but I guess not by Syrian standards of yesteryear when thousands of people were killed. There are a lot of vested interests from other members of his family and his clan, including some old cronies of his father still around.
In Egypt, we saw the army play a crucial role in bringing down Mubarak, and in Libya there have been several high-level defections. Why is the situation so different in Syria?
In Syria, the armed forces and the broader security and intelligence services are pretty much the province of members of the Alawite sect, and that includes the ruling family. And there's a great deal of kind of clan loyalty between them. So there's no question at all that the armed forces would remain loyal to the government, because those armed forces are controlled by members who have a strong bond with the ruling family.
Looking from outside, it might seem that Assad is perhaps getting more desperate.
I think particularly in the case of Hama, which obviously has a history of opposition to the government, it may be not necessarily a case of escalation, but really of location that caused the extra violence, in that any uprising in Hama was bound to be jumped on perhaps more heavily than in other parts of the country. Some reports have also been speculating about whether the proximity to Ramadan might be an issue, in that Ramadan is a time of more, let's say, a heightened political and spiritual awareness, and when people might attend their mosque more often and listen to political speeches, and that might be also behind the kind of more frenzied violence, let's say, that has gone on.
As you say, there have been sort of skirmishes on the edge of Damascus, perhaps, over the past few months, but really for a city of that size, if you compare it to Egypt, where Tahrir Square was really the hub, it's quite different in Syria, isn't it?
Syria is perhaps a lot more of a pluralistic society than, say, Egypt, and therefore regionalism and regional ethnicities and regional sort of religious groupings can be quite important in terms of how opposition manifests.
There's been talk of reform, indeed, a number of promises made, including recently a pledge to permit new political parties. But this dual tactic, if you like, of reform and crushing dissent seems to be what's being deployed. But it doesn't appear to be working. Why not?
The speeches that we've heard about reform or about some solution to opposition in Syria are, I kind of believe them about as much as I believe one of the big banks talking about how they really care about their customers.
The UN Security Council is yet to issue a resolution on the violence. Why is that, do you think?
Dealing with Syria is always a very touchy thing for the UN or other elements of the international community. Syria is quite intrinsic to any sort of resolution of the Israeli-Arab situation or the Israeli-Palestinian situation. And also there's the issue that any trouble in Syria can often spill over then into places like Lebanon. So the international community is always very loath to criticise or act upon Syria because it can rattle so many other cages. I just think it's in the too hard basket for most of those international actors that could have a result. The Americans are back at home trying to sort out their debt problems. They're already starting to get bogged down a little bit in Libya. I can't see them jumping into Syria anytime soon.